Blog Talk Radio.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. To God be glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Spirit of God, you are the Spirit of the living God. In you I put my hope and trust. Because of you, I'm able to experience the fullness of God in my life. Freedom comes as you reign in my life. You guide and direct me in my thoughts. You pray for me with words I don't even know I need to pray. You are the Spirit of God, his helper, his mighty breath. I lift you up and honor you. May your fullness be known to this world, which needs you so desperately. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his stay to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be uptight or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Spirit of God, please forgive me for this for the sins I harbor in my heart. Forgive me for envy. Forgive me when I look at other people's lives that appear to be so picture perfect that I begin to become ungrateful for all you have done for me. Forgive me when I am jealous, comparing your path for me with the favor and grace you have given to others on their path. That only caused distance between me and you, and I need to be close to you. I confess these sins to you and ask you to keep me from them in the future. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a wonderful word from God. Amen. So if you would like to join us, our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. Yeah.
hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Spirit of God, thank you for your kindness and faithfulness. Thank you for living in me. Thank you for imparting the wisdom of your word to my heart. Thank you for all of this and even more. Thank you for being with me even when I feel so alone. I may even wonder, who cares? But I know you are there, Spirit of God, and you are near. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, you say.
I surrender all to you.
Amen. Praise be to God, withholding nothing. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Overcoming. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 16, verse 33. And it says, in the world you have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise be to God. Realize that as you go through difficult times, God will actively strengthen you to endure and overcome if you will allow him to. In today's verse describing future afflictions, Jesus said so to his disciples. There will be times of hardship and suffering, but you can actively partake of the victory Christ gives you. Therefore, when trouble strikes, that's the time to borrow into God. So many people run away from the Lord, blaming him for their afflictions or assuming he has rejected them in some way. However, what they're really doing is distancing themselves from the true source of their strength. So the more immense the challenges you face, the greater your need to be with the Lord. You may be very busy, but find the time to spend with him. His presence energizes you for your work, makes you swift for the task, gives you endurance, and supplies the wisdom you need at every turn. Realize that eventually you will outlast this trial. Certainly no trouble lasts forever. And this one is no exception. Your challenge is to be standing in faith, declaring that Jesus is Lord over all when it ends, because that is your witness to others, and it is the true victory that overcomes this world. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, help me to remain firm in you until your triumph comes. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for today. To God be the glory. So again, at this time, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. I'm sure there's a lot that you have to be thankful for. You thank God for waking you up this morning. You thank God for life. You thank God for strength and for health. You thank God for your neighbors, even your enemies. You thank God for all that he has done and all that he's doing in your life. You thank him for your children. You thank him for your husband and your wives, your sisters and brothers, and your sisters and brothers in Christ, and those who are not. But one day will say, what must I do to be saved? Amen? So let us all be thankful for everything that God has done in our lives. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
I was a devil.
You thought I was the devil.
Spirit of God, I bless your name and lift you and lift up your holiness to be praised as I ask you to be ever present in my spirit. May your Holy Spirit dominate my own. I don't want to wrestle anymore with fear, pain, or doubt. I want the trust and rest that comes from your presence to be evident in all I do and feel. I seek you, Spirit of God. I seek your closeness to me. I need your presence in all I do, and each day, each moment, help me know you and love you as I ought. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy.
Amen. Worship and praise.
That is the reason why we are here, to worship and praise the Lord.
this a wrap? That's all you got, that's all you got.
Amen. Victory today is mine. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while we are waiting, I will play another selection. Hopefully, they will be here soon, which is our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry. We always allow a 15-minute grace period. Praise be to God. Amen. So our speaker has arrived, and at this time we are going to have a wonderful word from our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God.
Running.
In your hands.
Just running. That's all. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I am so grateful to God for all that he's been doing and continues for all of us. You hear
Amen.
What I say? I didn't say, thank you, God. I didn't say for all of his people. I said for all of us.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of God that we serve. Whether you have come in or not, I thank God he's still watching over you.
Amen.
You may not be in a relationship with God. You may have never gone to a church. You may not even desire to go to church. But God is still watching you.
Praise be to God.
And why is he doing it? Not because of anything we've done, no. He's doing it because he loves us.
Yes.
He loves every one of us, and it's not his desire to see any of us perish. Don't get it twisted. Don't listen to Satan. He's a liar. Okay? God's desire is to see us live and live abundantly.
Amen.
That means prosper, to be blessed, to be healthy, to be with a sound mind. Come on now. My goodness, don't make me preach, and that's not even my word. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. You better know Pastor Kathy stirred up today. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Before I get into this word, precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
For your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We lift you up high above the earth. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. And now today, oh God, we're looking for you to do the drawing. Use your word. Use me as a vessel that someone under the sound of my voice will say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, God. Draw them near. Draw them in. Draw, God. Draw. There's so much going on in the world right now, oh God. Mm-hmm. We need you more than we know. We
yes.
need you more than we know. We don't realize how much we, my goodness, glory to God. We need you to get up in the morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're going to open up our eyes, oh God. We would never awaken. God, we need you for so many things.
Amen.
But we're not looking for you just because we need you.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for you because we love you, God.
Hallelujah.
We love you. No one has been as good to us as you have been, and we are forever grateful. We love you. We adore you. Have your way on this line right now, oh God. We already know that your word is not going to fall on deaf ears because it's not going to return unto you void. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, y'all know when Pastor Kathy get to running because she done took off into the wilderness.
Oh, no.
I said, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You know I'm crazy. I'm running. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. He said, Kathy, take it easy. You're going to be all right, Kathy. You're going to make it.
Amen.
And here I am. And I tell you, we have an awesome, awesome, awesome word that God has given me for us tonight. And I know I say that every time he gives it to me. That's because every time he gives it to me, it's awesome. Come on, man.
Amen. That's right.
We thank God. Today has been a wonderful day. I don't know if everyone under the sound of my voice is saying, well, it was kind of, no, it wasn't. It was not crappy at all. You had a very good day. You just didn't want to admit it to yourself. Why? Because you're still alive, huh? You're still breathing. Nothing happened to you so bad. Tomorrow won't, you know, overshadow it. So don't worry about today. It's gone anyway. You're getting ready to get into the evening. And I'm telling you, I had a good day. I had a good day. I had a good day. Well, I was trying to chime somebody in, but I can't. So here we go. We are going to be, thank you, God. It is short and sweet. Look where he got us coming from. We are coming from Genesis. Go all the way to the front of your Bible. Yes, all the way. All the way. Go to Genesis, the very first book in the Bible. Go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And then we're going to drop down Genesis chapter 3, verses 7 through 10, and verse 14. So you got Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, Genesis chapter 3, verses 7 through 10, and verse 14. Amen. And
amen.
That's how we're going to do it. Thank you, Lord God. Here we go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field that the Lord had made. That's some craftiness right there. And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Okay, now let's drop down to verses 7 through 10. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed together fig leaves and made coverings for themselves. Verse 8, then the man and his wife heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the breeze of the day. And they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to them, where are you? Verse 10, I heard your voice in the garden, he replied, and I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid myself. Thank you, God. Verse 14 says, so the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and every beast of the field. On your belly will you go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is, We Can See You. We Can See You. This is some good stuff right here. Well, let me start at the beginning. Oh, yay. Verse 1. We see that the serpent getting ready to open up his mouth and talk to Eve. Well, first we need a little background, okay? In the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Stay with me on this. The Word was God. So guess what? God had to give the Word. My goodness, glory to God. He had to give the Word to Satan to show up in the garden.
Amen. Amen.
So, guess what? Satan was minding his own business. But he still, watch this now. He was minding his own business, but his business was to try and be God. Okay?
Yes.
So even though he was up there, he was the best worshiper you can ever imagine. And even though he was up there worshiping God, oh my goodness, glory to God, he had a hidden agenda. He wanted to be
God. Yes, he did.
So while he's worshiping, ooh, holy, holy, holy. Yeah, his little mind is looking, going, all of y'all get ready to worship me. I'm going to be the head chief up in here. So, this is good. Watch this. Today, things are still the same.
Yeah.
You got people lifting up their hands. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. We love you, God. And then in their little pea brain, they're saying, I can preach better than him. I can preach better than her. She give me an opportunity. I can preach that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, my goodness, glory to God. So you see nothing changed. Satan was worshiping, but his mind was, I want to be God. In fact, I am God. I don't need nobody to tell me. I'm God. I'm getting ready to take over stuff. So guess what, God? The God that knows all things. He looked at his chief worshiper, and he said, why don't you go to the garden? I created man and woman. Go to the garden. You know how, my goodness, glory to God, stay with me on this. You know how I know? Because Satan can't do, Satan can't do anything without God's permission.
That's right.
He has to go to God. Can I slap Kathy upside the head today? And God's gone, she done been through enough. Leave her alone right now. Well, can I get Billy? Humble. Go ahead, slap him. And how does he slap him? He go over to Sally. He goes, Sally, you ain't see Billy around the corner talking to that girl. Sally go, what you say? She walked right up to Billy. Pow! It wasn't even in her mind to slap Billy. Y'all got to stay with me. There's a lot of meat in this. Until Satan dropped that thought in her mind.
Yes.
That's why the word of God says, cast down every thought that so easily besets you. Why? Because you're getting ready to do something you ain't got no business doing.
No, right now.
And so she slaps Billy, right? Because Satan done planted that. And so he's thinking, because he's allowed to do some things, that he don't have to ask for permission anymore. He can just do whatever he want to do. The devil is a liar. He cannot do whatever he wants to do. He still has to ask for permission.
Amen.
You know what? My mama taught us well. She taught us well because she taught us how to be respectful to our parents, how to ask, how to do things. She taught us well. So you come in her house or she comes home and you look at her and she don't put the food in the fridge. You don't get to just go to the fridge, open it up, and start chowing down. You got to look at her and go, Mom, can I get something to eat? You ain't eat yet? No. Well, go ahead and get you something. Just don't eat a whole lot because it's getting late. Okay. And you run in there and you get you something to eat. And as you got older, because you were taught how to respect your parents, you were taught, my goodness, that's why the word of God says, train up a child in the way they should go. You've got to train a child.
Yes.
Okay? You don't let the child train you. You train the child.
Amen.
How many of you looked at these kids, and I say kids because they're young folks, and they walk in with their son, and they go, Johnny, what do you want to eat? Johnny can't pay no bill. Johnny ain't got no money. Johnny don't know, so ain't got for $13 in your pocket talking about, Johnny, what do you feel like? No, it don't work that way in our house. Here's the thing. My mother come home with that chicken, the mashed potatoes and corn. Here's what we having for dinner.
That's right.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Mom. And you
be
eat.
Thankful.
And
that's
just
right.
As happy as you can be. You don't get a choice.
No, ma'am.
You're a kid. The Bible didn't say let the kid train you. It says train up the child.
Amen. Yes.
And we're thinking, well, if we tell them about God, if we tell them about the Bible, then that's what he's saying, because when they get older, they won't stray away from it. There's so much more than that in that word. You're not just training them up in the Bible. You're training them up in their character.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes, Lord.
If they watch cartoons all day, they're not going to have no character.
Thank you.
They'll be like the bunny rabbit. Live it. Come on now. That's all they know. I've seen a lot of kids, 4 and 5 years old. You say, how old are you? And they put up 6 fingers. And you go, how old are you? The kid doesn't know because he's been watching cartoons for forever.
Exactly.
So he don't know no better. He can't talk good because he's speaking the language of the cartoons that he's been watching.
That's right.
Because that's all he's been hearing. You let him sit by the TV sun up and sun down, that's all they're going to know. So anyway, I know y'all think I'm running away from this word, but this is so good. I got to give y'all some background.
Amen.
So now we see that Satan was invited into the garden. Come on in. I got my creation down there. Yeah. Man and woman. I want you to go in there and do your thing. Okay? Because contrary to popular belief, I know you want to be God. So go on in there. Let's see you be God. Get them to do whatever you want them to do. This is good. So God invites Satan into the garden because he couldn't have come on his own. Okay?
Yes.
The little rascal wasn't nothing but an angel. Now he's a fallen angel. But here we go.
That's right.
So God invited him to the garden. And you go, why would God invite him to the garden to do what he asked Adam and Eve not to do? Why would he bring them there? I'm glad you asked. Because when he created us, he gave us free will.
Yes.
Okay? He gave us free will. He's allowing us to make a choice. My goodness, glory to God. Because guess what? He did not create any robots.
That's right.
I must not eat from the tree. No. He gave us a will on the inside. Right? And because he gives us free will, he sent the little rascal that wanted to be him. Go on in there and test their will. Go ahead and mess with them. Do whatever you want to do. Let's see what their will is going to get them to do.
Exactly.
You understand, your will becomes a desire.
Okay?
So now they in the garden, and this is good stuff because I always hear the other part of this, and this is the part that God's bringing out tonight. And so now they're in the garden, and Satan goes to the woman, and guess what? Let me give y'all the rest of this background. Satan takes on the body of a snake. Okay.
Yeah.
Watch this. There's some prophetic word in here. He takes on the body of a snake. Why? I told y'all he wants to be God.
Right.
He don't want to be like God. He wants to be God.
Yes.
So what did he do? If he's going to take on the body us some livestock because there was only two human beings, right, Adam and Eve at the time. So now he needs a shell so he can start talking because he's a spirit.
Right.
So with all the animals that God created, guess what he did? He chose the most craftiest one. Why? Because he thought he was crafty.
Yeah.
Okay? He thought he could outsmart God. So he gets the most craftiest beast that God had created. And at the time, it happened to be a snake. Now watch this. This is prophetic, y'all. The snake, all along, he was chilling, walking on his two legs. Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? Now, he couldn't talk. He's doing animal thing. But he could walk. He was walking two legs. You know how I know? I'm going to skip on down to 14 when God says, from this day forth, you're going to be on your belly.
Yes.
Because you did this. So if he's going to be on his belly now, one would assume that he was walking up. Oh, my goodness. There it is. There goes the prosthetic. He was walking upright at one point. And God said, because you've done this, you're going to wiggle around on your belly on the dirt and everything.
Yeah.
Okay? So now he's no longer. Here's the prophetic part. He was walking on two legs. And you go, what's so prophetic about that? Because the snakes are still walking upright. Come on now.
Okay.
Ow. Ow.
Yes.
That was good right there. Okay.
Yes.
I'm in my job doing my thing. You know, I'm just happy, loving on the life. And Charlie over there, you know, they don't clock in when she comes. You know, Kathy's been being late and writing down that she was early. You know, Kathy really don't know how to do that job. You know, I don't know why you got Kathy in there. I could do what Kathy, this is what I was doing in my last job. You see the snake?
Yep.
There goes the prosthetic. He's still walking on two legs.
Two legs.
Okay. That particular snake got cursed. Yeah, you and every other snake like you is going to wallow on your belly. But there's still some snakes that are walking upright before us.
Right. Yes.
They walking on two legs.
Mm.
And they still doing exactly what Satan did in the garden.
In the garden. Yes, he did.
Trying to cause destruction.
There you
so
go.
Now we got the background on the snake. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got the background. Mm-hmm. And he goes to the one, hey, hey, did God say you can't eat from that tree? Yeah, that's what he said. And you know the story. So, you know, she ate. And then here's the good news. So now they naked now. Soon as their eyes became open, rather than doing what Satan told her she was going to do. He says he knows when you eat from that tree, you're going to become like God. The only thing that came like God for them was they could see. God could see everything. So that's the only thing that they got that was like God. They could see. And they saw themselves naked. Okay.
Yep.
So now they naked, and they took some fig leaves, and they was covering themselves up and hiding. And then all of a sudden, they heard God walking in the garden.
Yes.
They heard God walking in the garden.
Amen.
And when they, okay, hold that thought of Holy Ghost. I got to hold that thought. Let me take y'all back up to the serpent. Got to go back to the serpent real quick. Why did God bring them into the garden?
Yes.
So that he could let them see where their will was. Are you strong will? or do you have no will at all? And we know that the devil is a liar because every last one of us has a will. Because God created us that way. We have free will. Free will. Sometimes something being free overwhelms us because it's so easy. And when it comes that easy, we don't respect what we have.
That's right.
So you got a free will, and God is saying to the woman and the man when he allows Satan to go into the garden, he goes, you have free will, you got to make a choice, right? Mm-hmm. And even though he's not saying anything to them, he sent the snake in there. He sent the snake in there. So because the snake was in there trying to entice them, God is saying, let's see the choice they make. But really, on the other side, he's saying, choose you this day. Who are you going to serve?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see who they chose.
Yes, indeed.
That day, they chose to go with Satan. And guess what he said? I'm building up my kingdom now. I done got two on my side. He wasn't that crafty.
Not at all.
Because if he really knew God, he would know that God is a forgiving, merciful, loving God. He did not create man and woman to kill them. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he didn't do it to kill them. Mm-mm. He did it to let us see. Did you hear me? Us.
Us.
That's
yes.
the prophetic side of it. He did it to let us see we have free will.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is make a choice. You either going to be in the marvelous light or you're going to walk in darkness. Oh, there it is right there. And guess what? There are no gray areas. You either in the light or you in the darkness. And you know, the devil is such a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He got people thinking, not only are they thinking it, they're actually saying it. They're saying, well, I know I'm just straddling the fence right now. You can't straddle the fence. No such thing. Oh, right now, I'm just straddling the fence because, you know, God knows my heart. I love the Lord. I do whatever God tells me. But you know what? And then they all become Paul. When I would do good, that's when I find myself doing wrong.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't desire to do wrong, but I see my leg just keep dragging me into stuff I ain't got no business.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
God sent me to tell all of us, including Pastor Kathy, that there is no straddling the fence. You either walking in the light or you walking in the darkness. Do you
That's
know
right.
when you're walking in darkness and the light shows up, it becomes light?
All right.
All you got to do is strike a little match and it'll light up your whole room.
Yes, it will.
So that tells me light and darkness don't coexist.
Nope.
When one shows up, the other one disappears. My goodness, glory to God.
That was good, Pastor.
Woo! Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so stop telling yourself, God knows my heart. You know, I don't care what Pastor Kathy's saying. You know, God knows that I love him. I pay my tithes. I do what I'm supposed to do. I go to church. I be good to people. And if you look in the book of Revelation, he says, yes, but nevertheless.
That's right.
I've seen all the good things you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but nevertheless, I've seen this, and that too.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Woo.
And so, hallelujah. Now everybody going to go, wait a minute. Am I walking in darkness or am I walking in the light? That's a question for you and God. Hallelujah. Kathy don't know.
Hey, I'm just a servant of the Most High God. I don't know if you in darkness. I don't know if you in the light. Because I may think you in the light and you walking in darkness. I may think you in darkness and you walking in the light. I'm just a human being like you.
Amen.
Struggling to stay in the light.
Amen.
You hear what I say? Struggling.
Struggling, yes.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. there's still some things that this nasty flesh wants of me.
Tell it.
And I'm going, no, no. We can't do that. Yes, you can.
Yes,
and before I know it, done flipped out my mouth. I done said something stupid. I done done something stupid. And then I got to go, Lord God, please forgive me.
Exactly.
Forgive me in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For sins of omission and commission and demission and sentition. Every sin that I thought about doing hovered in my heart. And let me tell you this one last thing before I wrap this up. For all of you that think about doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and you have said to yourself what the Bible says, if you thought it, then it's as bad as if you did it. The devil is a liar.
Mm.
You're saying, well, if I thought it, you know, the Bible says if I thought it, I might as well have did it. So, you know. And the devil convinced you, go ahead and do it because you're paying the same price. You thought about it, so it's the same thing. No, the devil is a liar. You know how I know? Because God's word also says, but cast down every thought.
Yes.
So as soon as that thought gets into your little pea brain, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. That's right. Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Don't let that thought marinate in your head. Because then it's going to manifest.
That's right.
It says, cast it down. Every thought that's so easily.
Thank you,
don't
Lord.
Even give it a time to give
no. That's right.
Take it on out of here. And when you hear that little thought saying, well, it says, if you think you want, the devil is alive. If you think it, you still got time to get rid of that thought.
Yes. And ask for forgiveness.
Get rid of the thought. And that's part of when you say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for what I thought about doing. Forgive me for what's harboring in my heart.
Yes.
Come on now. All of that is your daily forgiveness prayer. Lord,
amen. Forgive me.
Why? Because like I taught my son, you got to say sorry. You got to ask for forgiveness every single day. Why? Because every single day you come up against something that you're doing. You ain't got to, you know what? Sometimes I say these jokes, and as soon as the joke gets out of my mouth,
that's
I feel that tingling in my stomach.
Yes.
I had no business saying that. And you know, I was laughing down here, right in the middle of the laughter, I realized that was tasteless.
Yeah,
you know, what kind of pastor would say something like that?
Yeah.
No, no, no. What kind of child of God would say something like that? No, no, no. What kind of decent person would say something like that? Come on now.
Okay.
Because some of these jokes are hurtful.
Yes, they are.
While you laughing, someone else just got hurt behind your joke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whether they heard you or not, someone else heard you, and they're thinking that about that person. Oh, my goodness, good God, I got to wrap it up now. I'm running out of time. Okay, so here's the thing. They heard God coming.
Yes.
And they knew they was naked, so they hid themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard the title of the message, right?
We see you.
Here's the thing. God is so tender, so sweet, so loving, so forgiving, so merciful that he allowed his word to be able to go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, we see you, and we're saying, we see you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Because guess what? Every time you look around and you see God's creation, you see God. Every time you see one of his wonderful gifts, you see God.
Amen.
Every time you wake up in the morning and you look around and you can see whatever you see God.
Yes.
You see God have put life back into your body that next day. You see God protecting you throughout the day. When, you know, one of the most amazing things to me, and I don't know why I still harbor on it, is when I'm walking and I can look in the sky and see a plane flying in the sky. I will stand there and watch that plane till I can't see him no more. Because I'm amazed at how God did that. I just stand there looking, going, good Lord. And can you imagine how many people are on that plane?
Yes.
And I'm looking at the plane going, what is keeping that plane in the air? Right? You're not driving a car. You're on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and I just look. When I was near the military base in San Diego, I would just sit there and watch planes all day long. I was just fascinated with what God did with planes.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all you need to do is look around at whatever you want to look around at, and you can say, we can see you too, God.
Yes.
And guess what? He wants to hear you say that. Because he wants to know that you can see his hand on this earth.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing happens without God's hand being there to either protect or to allow.
That's right.
And just because you get hit every now and again, you know, and I told him this a long time ago, you know, you get hit with seven rocks and you go, oh my goodness, because you getting ready to have a concussion, you getting ready to fall out because you done get hit, you done got hit with seven rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, okay, where was God? Now, understand when I say seven rocks, it's seven devastating in your life.
In your life,
that's
yes.
what the rocks represent. Okay?
Understand.
So
yes,
now
right.
you done got hit on every side. And you go, oh my goodness, where was God? Why didn't let me get hit? What is this about? And then, bam, you don't fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And God is looking at Jesus going, Jesus, what is your brother doing? He down there, he's not educating them the way he's supposed to. And the Holy Ghost goes, I tried to tell them. I tried to tell them. There was actually 15 rocks, and you only let seven of them hit him. Why? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Why? Because you have to. You have to let things happen so that their faith will grow in you.
Hallelujah.
If they never go through anything, they don't need faith.
Amen. Amen.
What if God says there's going to be tests, there's going to be trials, you're going to go through some things. But understand, it comes to produce patience. Patience comes to produce your faith, strengthening you to trust your God.
That's right. That's right. Praise be to
I'm
God.
I'm telling y'all, I'm standing before you right now going, Lord, I don't even know where I get the strength to preach right now. I really don't, because every single night I got to wake up in the middle of the night, look around, and my thoughts go where I don't want them to go.
Mm.
I can't cast them down, right?
Okay.
I'm just thinking about my son, so I can't cast them down, because I get to smile at what I'm thinking about, and next thing I know is daylight. I ain't had no sleep. I got to go to work with bags on my eyes.
Oh, no.
But I'm still trusting the process.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm trusting the process because God says that didn't come to hurt you, Kathy.
That's
I know
right.
it hurt you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But remember what I told you. every one of you are on loan.
That's
You're
right.
not going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
No one, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. What is this that's hurting my heart? And God says, take it away. And I go, oh, let me think. Because if you take it away, that means you got to take away the memory. If you take away the memory, then I won't have anything. Okay, just leave it.
Yeah.
And then he has to look at you and go, Kathy, it's a painful process.
Yes,
nevertheless, it's a process. Okay. And just remember what I told you. I have plans for your life. And just because this happened or that happened or this happened, that happened to you, and you, does not mean that God does not have plans for your life, your life, and mine.
That's right. Absolutely.
He has plans for all of our lives.
Yes, he does.
All of them.
Thank you,
okay?
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, and I got to close now. Here's the thing. They was hiding because they heard God.
Yes.
Guess what? I like King David. If I make my bed in hell, you there. Yeah. Where can I go that you're not going to be? So here's the thing. They hiding because they're naked. They know they're naked.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? This is good right here. When you step into sin, you become naked.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, bet you didn't know that, did you?
We know it now.
Because every time you do something that is not of God, guess what? When you cuss, you take off your socks. When you lie, you done took off your dress.
Mm-hmm.
When you steal, you done took off your undergarments. Come on now.
My Lord.
Just like Adam and Eve were in the garden naked, when you do something you ain't got no business, you know how I know? When you do something you ain't got no business doing, you are naked. You know how I know? Because those are the times when you hide from God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, y'all had to get that one.
Got that one.
That was a curveball right there.
Show
my
up.
Goodness, God. Because every time we do something we ain't got no business doing, those are the times we don't want God to see us. We want to hide, just like Adam and Eve, but we're hiding from a God that you could never, ever hide from.
That's right.
So why are you trying to hide? Get rid of the fig leaf.
There you go.
Huh? Just say, Lord, I
got
to be open and transparent. I got to come clean.
Yes.
Yeah, that was me over there lying. Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That was me over there stealing in that store. Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus. That was me over there committing adultery. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on me, God. That was me over there taking food from a homeless person because I thought he was blind. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. That was me over there, my goodness, walking like I was a woman when I know you birthed me as a man. That was me saying I was born this way, a homosexual, a lesbian. That was me, Lord God. That was me. That was me, Lord God. That was me. All you need is be transparent and let God do what God does. God is merciful. He is forgiving. He is loving. He will give you another chance. It's called restoration.
Amen.
He's long-suffering.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be patient with us. He already knows.
Thank you, God. Thank
everything
you.
We're going to do.
Yes.
He knows you're going to do something stupid before
God.
You do it.
Yes.
There was many a days when my mama would be looking out the window, and I didn't know she was in the window, and she said, let me see what this gal get ready to do. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I see one of my friends with ice cream, but I can't afford no ice cream, and I run up to him, and I knock the ice cream down.
Oh.
And my mother's looking out the window. And guess what? She ain't say nothing. She just was looking. And when I turned around and I saw that she could see me, I would rather she just take the extension cord and tear me up. Because the look on her face showed how much I disappointed her. Because she didn't bring me up that way. And God is doing the same thing. He's looking at us.
Yes.
When he says we can see you, he's talking about the three of them that were in that garden because they said, let's make man in our own image. So he was not talking to himself, but he was. And he said, let's make man in our own image. And so when they say, we can see you,
yes.
The Father's saying it, the Son is saying it,
yes.
And the Holy Ghost is saying it.
Amen.
We can see you. You know why? Because the devil is tricking us to think that we can go do something, and because Pastor Kathy or Bishop Tutu or Apostle Woo Woo can't see you, you just got away with something. Nobody knows. I've gone over here where they can't see me, and I'm doing my dirt, and I'm going back to church. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
And God is saying, the devil has booze waxed you. We can still see you.
Yes.
And if your response, watch this now, if your response is, we can see you too, God.
Yes.
And guess what? That means you're looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know what God is saying, and I got to close right now. You know what he's saying?
Mm.
I've already seen what you've done.
Yes.
I saw it before you did it. My only concern with you, you still hiding. Who are you hiding from? I see you.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
trying to hide. Come clean before God so that he can forgive and restore. Your God is a merciful, loving, forgiving God.
Yes,
he's
he
not
is.
Trying to condemn you. He's not yeah. trying to bring shame or guilt on you. He wants to free you from guilt and shame. But he can't do it as long as you think you're hiding.
Amen.
And God is telling you today, we can see you. And if your response is, we can see you too, then you're saying, I see God looking right at me.
Amen.
And the next thing you ought to say is, Father, please forgive me in the name of Jesus.
Forgive me. Yes.
He's loving. He's merciful. He
yes.
is forgiving. He's not telling you we can see you because he wants to hurt you. He's telling you this so you will make a conscious decision to change.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing those things that are not pleasing in God's sight. That's why he's telling you this. He
yes.
wants to breathe on you. He wants to give you light. Huh? He wants to bring you over into this marvelous light.
Yes,
and
yes.
And out of darkness. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't belong to Satan. Okay?
Nope.
The devil is a lie. You don't belong
yes,
to him. Because guess what? God is saying, I don't care what you've done, how long you've been doing it. If you're doing it right now, I don't care. I'm not concerned with where you've been. My only concern is, where are you going now?
Amen. Yes.
Make a choice. Because
mm-hmm.
we can see you. You are not hiding. You are in the open.
Yes.
And we can see you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. That deserves a hand clap. Praise.
So our one guest that we had online left, which was 704-635, and we want to thank all of you that's on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. That was a beautiful, beautiful message tonight. We can see you. At this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Pastor Kathy?
You know I muted myself.
Yep.
Woo!
That's why
Hallelujah,
I waited.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
I thank God for that word.
Amen.
That word was a right now word.
Yes,
it
Lord.
It was an awesome word. God is trying to give us an opportunity to get right.
Yes, thank you.
Make a choice. Choose you this day who you're going to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you going to continue following the servant, or are you going to make a conscious decision and say, you know what, there's no trial in the fence. I'm either walking in the light or I'm walking in the darkness, and I choose to walk in the light. And if you're saying that right now, the next thing coming out of your mouth is, Father God, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I confess of my sins, oh God. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins.
Yes,
I invite
did.
You right now, oh God, to come into my life.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Will make you my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for being a merciful, forgiving, loving, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth, God. Thank you for doing it for all of us.
Thank
Not
you.
Just me, all of us.
Yes.
We all have sinned and fallen short. So
yes,
thank you,
have.
God, for paying that price that we could never, ever pay.
Thank you, God.
And the next thing you got to say when you're praying is, Father God, lead and guide me to a good household of faith.
Yes.
That I grow all the more into the knowledge of who you are.
Hallelujah.
Not so I could rebound, but so I could walk in freedom.
Yes.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. God wants to give us liberty. You are
yes.
bound when you're in sin. When you come out, you're in liberty. Father God, we thank you. We love you. Let us meditate on your word from now and forevermore. Your word that is going to keep us walking the straight and narrow. And even when we get on a crooked path, you have the ability to make our crooked path straight.
Yes,
and for
do.
That, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. Precious and heavenly Father, every household under the sound of my voice, oh God, everyone on the radio, on the internet, wherever they may be that they can hear me, we pray that they will continue to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Open up your hearts and receive them right now.
Yes,
he wants to love on you. He wants to bless you. He does not want to hurt you. It is not hard to live a lifestyle that is pleasing unto God. It is not hard if you let him help you.
Amen.
We thank you. We love you. Continue, oh God, to speak into our spirits each and every night, each and every day, that we can shape ourselves into being more like and less like us. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you for that wonderful word
God
tonight.
God bless you guys.
Love you.
God bless you. God bless you.
How are you?
I'm well.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Love you.
Love
Good night.
You. Good night.
All the honor, all the glory. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.